Drill 5. The air. This is the situation. Listen, do not speak. Uncle Soames died recently. He was extremely rich, and he left all his money to an irresponsible nephew. Two of Uncle Soames' nieces are discussing the situation. This is how their conversation begins.
You know old Soames left all his money to Alan. And do you know what that boy did when he heard the news? He got drunk. Now, I call that pretty irresponsible, don't you? Well, it could hardly be more irresponsible. Soon as he got the money, do you know the first thing he did? He went and bought a Rolls Royce. If that isn't extravagant, I don't know what is. Do you? Well, it could hardly be more extravagant. And the very day he bought it, the very first day, he crashed into a lamppost. That's what I call downright careless, don't you? Well, it could hardly be more careless.
Now, you do the same. Ready?
You know old Soames left all his money to Alan. And do you know what that boy did when he heard the news? He got drunk. Now, I call that pretty irresponsible, don't you? Well, it could hardly be more irresponsible. Soon as he got the money, do you know the first thing he did? He went and bought a Rolls Royce. If that isn't extravagant, I don't know what is. Do you? Well, it could hardly be more extravagant. And the very day he bought it, the very first day, he crashed into a lamppost. That's what I call downright careless, don't you? Well, it could hardly be more careless. Then he sold the Rolls and bought a yacht. A yacht! Imagine! It's plain ridiculous, isn't it? Well, it could hardly be more ridiculous. He decided he would cross the Atlantic on his own. He said he was going to write a book about his experiences. It's absolutely stupid, isn't it? Well, it could hardly be more stupid. Well, you know what happened, of course. The yacht sank before he even got it out of the harbour. A whole yacht, just like that. I call that wasteful, don't you? Well, it could hardly be more wasteful. Alan was pretty short of money after that, so he went to see his bank manager. The way he shouted, but the bank manager wouldn't give him another penny. Really unpleasant that was, wasn't it? Well, it could hardly be more unpleasant. Then he rang up all his friends and asked for a loan. Can you imagine anything so annoying? Well, it could hardly be more annoying. So, in the end, he rang me up in the middle of the night. Me, of all people, I ask you. You know what answer he got from me? But it's incredible all the same, isn't it? Well, it could hardly be more incredible, the way that boy behaves. Disgusting, that's what I call it. Absolutely disgusting, don't you? Well, it could hardly be more disgusting. Uncle Soames was a silly old fool. If he had had more sense, he would have left all his money to me.